Hey, it's the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, you know this man right here from Dancing with the Stars, but did you also know that he is a singer-songwriter as well? Hurt Love Box is his album, which is in stores now. It was released a little less than a year ago. Mr. Mark Bell is joining me here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Mark, thank you so much for the time, man, first of all. I appreciate it. You know, obviously, known to many as a dancer, but also as a singer, and both of those professions come with a lot of misconceptions. What do you think the biggest misconception is that you've had to deal with?
For me, I think it's so easy for entertainers and people to get pigeonholed in the industry, you know, and I think, I've been doing just entertainment since I was a kid. I don't really know how to do anything else. Before I did Dancing with the Stars, I did theater, so I was doing shows in the West End in London, you know, and I was singing and acting and dancing in those as well, and then the opportunity to do Dancing with the Stars came up, and the kind of thing for me is I want to be a well-rounded entertainer. I want to dance, I want to sing, I want to play, and I want to act. I want to be able to do it all and kind of do it how they used to do it back in the day, and I think that's one great thing about Dancing with the Stars. It's kind of brought dancing back into the, you know, back into the light, and people are getting back into it. So for me as a musician, and then, you know, as a performer in general, I kind of want to be, again, one of those that can kind of do it all.
The music, actually, as you just heard, goes a little further back than the dancing. When you're on Dancing with the Stars, you've had a number of artists on throughout these 13 seasons, whether it's Lance Bass or Maya or Nicole Scherzinger. Do you get a chance to talk shop with them at all about the music side of things as opposed to the dance side?
Yeah, I've had Nicole. Nicole has been to a couple of my shows in town. You know, I play the Mint, Hotel Cafe, and these other clubs in LA, and you know, she's come through to a couple of my shows, and you know, she's great, and we said at one point we're gonna get together and write something, but you know, X Factor kind of kicked off, and
right
and then Dancing with the Stars is always kicking off, so it's like we both have hectic schedules, and she's a dear friend now. But yeah, absolutely, we always talk about music and what our interests are and what we're into and all that stuff. So yeah, definitely.
New season of Dancing with the Stars kicking off next month. Matter of fact, Mark Ballas here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You talked about getting in the studio with Nicole Scherzinger. You are in the studio right now working on some new material for a new album.
Indeed, yeah, working on a new record right now. I'm not sure when it's going to be out yet, but it's a lot different to my old stuff. My other two records are just acoustic albums. They've been kind of more singer-songwriter. So this next record, we're going a little bit more urban pop with it. It still stays true to what I am as a guitar player, but it's got more of a pop feel. I mean, you could hear people like Maroon 5, Robin Thicke, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake do these kind of records, and
gotcha.
That's the kind of entertainer I want to be. Like, I want to be playing like Mayer, but moving like Justin, but then singing like Thicke. That's that kind of thing, you know, all mixed together. If I could compare it to other artists,
you right
know.
Now, did you feel the need? Because obviously, it sounds like you're moving in a more mainstream direction.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars, a very mainstream show. Do you think that's what people are expecting from you with this next album?
I don't think so. I mean, anyone who's been into my music before knows that it's mostly been real singer-songwriter kind of coffee shop. Acoustic stuff, but for me, this is what I wanted to do. I when I do my music, I don't really do it because I think it's what should be done. I do it because it's what I feel. And for me, I kind of want to be able to, when I have put on a show for people to come see, I want to be able to do what I do best, and that's play guitar, sing, and dance. You know,
to dance with a guitar, right?
No, I'm not losing the guitar. I mean, I dance with people that don't know how to dance for a living, so I can dance with a guitar. You know what I mean?
Touché. Good point.
You know, it's definitely keeping that sense of full entertainment spectrum alive. Dancing, playing an instrument, and singing, you know what I mean? And that's what this new album is definitely going to allow me to do on a live stage.
Mark Ballas does it all. He's on the Ralphie Radio Show right now. One thing he's done, and I've actually done it as well, so I felt the need to chat about this with you. You judged Miss America.
Yeah.
I judged a couple of the state qualifiers for Miss USA.
Yeah.
Was the pageant world as eye-opening of an experience to you as it was to me? Because my eyes were wide open after that one.
it was very interesting. You know, it was... It was really cool to see how serious they take it. They want the best woman for this job, and they have to be well-rounded at everything.
14th season of Dancing with the Stars, as I mentioned earlier, it's kicking off next month. You were jokingly, lobbying on Twitter for Betty White.
No, for Derek.
Derek gets Betty White.
Yeah, Derek.
But you want Betty White on as one of the celebrity.
I think she would be amazing. I think she would be absolutely amazing. I think if Betty White were to come on, they'd bring my dad back for her, for sure. 100%. Because my dad danced with Cloris, and my dad danced with Florence, and you know, when they have the elder ladies come on, usually my dad's the guy for the job. So I think if Betty White came on, that, you know, it'd be great to have my dad back, you know?
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Mark, do you have a Valentine? I'm sure the ladies would love to know.
I do. I have a Valentine's date this year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Is it a girlfriend, or?
It's a girlfriend, yeah.
Nice. So do we know her?
I don't know.
Is she a public figure?
No, you know.
Okay.
Not yet. Maybe one.
Oh, okay.
You know,
awesome.
She's very talented, and, you know, I look forward to it. You know, I haven't had a Valentine's date in a while, so. So it's going to be nice to do something.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Mark Ballas, again, we'll be looking forward to that album. When can we expect a single real quick before we...
You know, dude, hopefully end of the year. I'm going
to
say
send it to me when it's done, though, okay? Absolutely. I want to spend it on the show, please.
Yeah, I'll get your email. I'll send it to you.
Definitely. Mark Ballas here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Thanks for the time, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.